Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. And today I'm joined by Cam Cullen, VP of Global Marketing for Procera Networks. Welcome, Cam.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm great. And it should be welcome back to Chip Chat.
Thank you.
Second time on the show. Why don't we just start by providing a little bit of background about Procera and what's happened with the company since last year at MWC?
Sure. So Procera is a deep packet inspection technology company. We sell to network operators, mobile included, to help them understand what's happening on their network and how their subscribers are using their bandwidth. Think of how a mobile subscriber today, they don't just get email like they used to on BlackBerries. They're browsing Twitter, they're updating Facebook, they're uploading photos. So mobile operators need to understand how the consumers are using their bandwidth so they can build out their networks to deliver good quality, and that's what we help them do.
And obviously, you've made some great progress since last year. I know that you're showing off some really cool technology this year.
We've invested heavily in virtualization, obviously with a lot of work with Intel there, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But we have delivered two new products in the past year. One of them is a probe called Evolution, which is a virtual-only probe for operators that would replace their traditional network probes to give them more data, but in a very flexible way with virtualization. And the second is a product called Scorecard, which actually helps operators grade their networks, whether they get an A, a B, or a C, and how they're delivering video to their consumers, how they're delivering voice or messaging. So it really helps them understand if they're meeting the expectations of the consumers, which at the end of the day is who decides how much they're going to pay their operator for their service every month.
So I know that you've won some awards for these technologies. Can you tell me about that?
In the past year, we won two awards for our new Scorecard product. One of them was at an LTE Asia event about the best measurement and test technology. And the second one is we received a 4.5 diamonds award from Broadband Telecom Review, which basically grades on a scale of 1 to 5 the impact that your product will have on an operator's network. And 4.5 stars is pretty darn close to perfect from their perspective.
Yeah, I was going to say it's tough to get that last half star, I'm sure. When you look at the new technologies that you're bringing to the market, I think that the key thing is that you've been doing this for a long time, but you've invested in virtualization. Why does virtualization make the solutions more compelling for the operators?
There are a couple of reasons. All of the operators that we deal with are dealing with capacity crunches, CapEx concerns, profitability. Their subscribers are using more data, but not willing to pay more money. So they're saying, how can I squeeze costs out of the network? And obviously, virtualization is a good way because now they no longer have to buy custom-built hardware from someone like Procera. They can buy Dell or HP or IBM servers, deploy those on their network at a far better discount than we can sell them because, you know, they buy more than we buy from those vendors. So for us, it becomes a game where we have much more flexibility in how we do business with an operator because we have no hardware costs anymore. So it enables us to be more flexible in our business model, enables them to lose cost, and further than that, it actually allows them to manage the usage. You know, a traditional usage of our product was buy a box, put it in a specific location, and use it. In virtualization, they can buy software and put it one place today in the network, put it somewhere else tomorrow. So it gives them ultimate flexibility, which they don't have when you're tied to a very specific piece of hardware.
I would think that the way they use that data from a broader perspective too, as their network becomes more virtualized, they can actually take the data that your products are delivering and be more agile in the way they're reframing their services to their customers.
It allows them to be very agile in that if they see some new trend developing, for example, maybe someone introduces a new messaging app that becomes very popular, the next day they can launch a service promoting that or giving free service for that app for the next month or whatever to get usage up because they understand how that's attractive to the right kinds of subscribers. It's not just that it's being used on my network, but my premium subscribers that pay me more money are using that. And it allows them to very easily segment out what's happening and then react quickly to that.
Where do we go from here? You've got Scorecard and Evolution in the market. What's next for you guys?
More and more operators are recognizing that our technology is strategic to their future vision. So as an operator, if I'm going to move my network to virtualization, I need to have the right data to understand the business models that I can do, the how I need to build out my network. So we continue to see the operators rely more on our type of technology. In fact, we have operators that essentially have different versions of our product installed in their network to do enforcement, as well as a separate overlay for to do analytics. Mm-hmm. So we see more and more market segments opening up to us. Last year, we may have talked about it, we've started to sell to a lot of Wi-Fi operators. You know, anyone that uses Wi-Fi in an airport or in a hotel knows that it typically the experience is horrible. In fact, in most airports, you get better service by going on your mobile network than you do Wi-Fi. Well, the operators are buying products like Scorecard for Wi-Fi because they want to make sure that they're delivering a better experience. So we're going to see more and more networks be covered by our technology, which will enable them to deliver better service to their subscribers.
We did not talk about that last year because I would remember that. It's such a painful experience for anyone who travels a lot. When you look at the types of analytics that are being driven, you gave some examples of differentiated service delivery and that type of thing. How else do you see the operators using your analytics?
So I'll give you an example. I mentioned the Wi-Fi. So Boingo is a customer of Proceras that's public. They have started to roll out our products, and basically when they launch service at an airport, they will ship a Dell server to the airport, and then they install a number of virtual functions on that, including ours. In addition to doing the traditional traffic management and usage management for them, they use our analytics to discover what applications or content is popular at this airport. And then they take that and they go to the application provider, the content provider, and say, hey, would you like to be the sponsor for this airport? Because there's a lot of people that are using that. And so you get your free Wi-Fi at the airport because Boingo uses our analytics to help someone pay for that Wi-Fi for you. You know, Wi-Fi now is expected to be free. So how am I going to monetize that? Well, let me find the people who are going to benefit from people using Wi-Fi. And that's another example of how our analytics can help make things free for subscribers.
What are the technologies that you've seen as you've walked through the show or talked to partners and customers that have really intrigued you?
5G is interesting, more from a use case perspective than just a sheer volume of traffic. For example, connected cars. And people think of connected cars and transition that connected car to a self-driving car. And think of all of the data that's going to be generated by that car, getting GPS, getting location, getting traffic, getting weather to try and manage that. And suddenly the volume of traffic is 100 times that. So we see things like that as an opportunity for more analytics to offer to the operator to help them understand. For example, I need to zero rate all the traffic coming from the mechanics of that car. Subscribers shouldn't pay for that because that's part of the self-driving car, but maybe I'm going to charge them for data.
Your self-driving car just put me into a space of thinking about how important the quality of service of that connection will be too.
Yes. A blue screen of death in a self-driving car would truly be a blue screen of death.
Exactly. That would
but
not
you know,
be
think
good.
About, okay, it's peak time for driving, congestion management on the network. That traffic is far more important than any other traffic. So, you know, Netflix should not interfere with a self-driving car. So there needs to be a lot more intelligence around making sure the right traffic gets prioritized for
sure. But what happens if another episode of Orange is the New Black or Game of Thrones comes out? It would be like gridlock on the highway.
Exactly. And people now are going to be watching those as they're driving because they no longer have to drive. So, you know, there's like little things you think about where now you're going to have projection screens on your windshield that you're watching rather than driving.
Oh, that's pretty good, Cam. That's a nice little use case that you just described. You've had a great year. What comes next for Procera?
We have always been viewed as a hardware company. And I think you will see by 2017 that we will be predominantly a software company. You will see us become a much more agile and efficient software company because we're no longer tethered to need hardware. Intel has a lot to do with that because we shifted to Intel for our packet processing in 2010 when the first Nehalem chip came out. Ever since then, we have relied on Intel, and it became very clear to us over the past few years that we could just use what was out there in the market, and NFE has really enabled us to fully embrace that. And it's going to change the way that we do business, which is a significant value to us as a company because it allows us to be more profitable.
One final question. If folks are listening online, they want to find out more about Procera, where would you send them?
We actually have a brand new website we launched yesterday at proceranetworks.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the program today, Cam.
All right. Thank you very much.